Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Lori Vallow Daybell, already convicted and serving a life sentence in Idaho for the murders of her children and conspiring in the death of Tammy Daybell, the ex-wife of her husband, has been found competent to stand trial in Arizona. Believe it or not, she faces charges of conspiracy to commit murder in the death of her former husband, Charles Vallow, and the attempted murder of her ex-husband or ex-nephew-in-law, Brandon Boudreau. A Arizona judge recently denied her motion to dismiss the case, rejecting her claim that her right to a speedy trial had been violated. Remember that? That was a fun time in court where she was just kind of, you know, word salading it up in a real, like, it was like word salad projectile vomited out, like The Exorcist. The judge ruled that each delay was indispensable and in the interest of justice, citing the overwhelming volume of evidence, the withdrawal of her original defense team, and competency evaluations as necessary factors that contributed to the trial's postponements. She doesn't like to admit that there's anything wrong with her, though, so... You know, it's everyone else's fault, just like the death of her children, where she said Tylee killed JJ and then she killed herself. That's normal behavior for kids. The trial for Charles Vallow's murder is now set to begin February 24th of 2025. Shit, we're getting close.
Yeah, we're just like less than a month away.
I need like a Daybell calendar where every single day you open up one of the doors and it's like some crazy shit from their story. Like there's like a Hawaiian, there's a palm tree, there's a ukulele, there's all sorts of shit. The attempted murder trial for Boudreau is expected to follow. So we get there'll be like a double dose of Daybell. Wow. And it rhymes. I'm sure that'll be a headline at some point. Provided that Vallow Daybell is prepared for consecutive proceedings. I don't think she's going to be prepared for one. In an unusual legal move, Vallow Daybell has been granted permission to represent herself in Arizona, a decision that could significantly impact the trial's outcome. With the history of erratic courtroom behavior and refusal to acknowledge wrongdoing, legal experts are questioning, you know, a little bit more about, you know, how effectively she's going to be able to defend herself against the serious charges. Spoiler alert, she's not.
Right.
Vallow Daybell's legal troubles began when authorities in Idaho uncovered a pattern of deaths connected to her and her husband, Chad Daybell. She was convicted in 2023 for the murders of her two children, 7-year-old JJ, Joshua Vallo, and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan, and for conspiring in the death of Tammy Daybell, Chad's first wife. You know, like you do. Prosecutors argued that she and Chad Daybell were motivated by extreme religious beliefs, labeling their victims as zombies who needed to be eliminated. In Arizona, prosecutors alleged a similar plan. Charles Vallo, who had become increasingly concerned about his wife's growing devotion to Chad Daybell's apocalyptic teachings, was shot and killed in July of 2019. Vallo Daybell's late brother, Alex Koch, claimed self-defense at the time, but investigators later found inconsistencies in his account. Just months later, in October of 2019, Brandon Boudreau was nearly killed in a drive-by shooting outside his home. He was previously married to Vallo Daybell's niece, Melanie Pawlowski, who also had become deeply involved in the same religious cult. Investigators believe Cox was the shooter in that case as well, though he died under mysterious circumstances later that year. The timing of Alex Cox's death is always bizarre and troubling to me. But I do kind of wonder, you know, did he kill himself? Did she get to him? I don't know. I mean, I think he would have noticed if she got to him, considering how involved he was in this stuff. I wonder if he took himself out or if just, you know, he wasn't a spring chicken. I believe he was like upper 40s, 50s, somewhere around there. Not that you're super old by any means in that context, but when you're living a life as a hitman for the people that your sister doesn't like, I imagine that might bring a little stress to your life. What do you think, Stacey?
I think you add that with some fast food on occasion, being around psychopaths. Yeah, it can start to take a toll on you, especially when on your heart. I think there was so much deflection and delusion going on here that, you know, this strikes me as a person who, if he's having any health problems, do you think he's sitting at his local medical clinic, you know, trying to work on him? No,
not at all. So not surprising at all. She is going to be standing trial here in about a month. I don't expect it to be all that, all that great for her. I can't imagine that this is going to work out very well. I want to find a clip of her. Just give me a second here, and yeah, I will look this up. But, what? Give me your envision of what you think it's going to look like when the trial begins. Like, day one. Lay it out for us.
Here's what I want to have happen. I want her to be up on the stand. I want them to put her on the stand, and I want her to talk about the zombies and the dark spirits. I want her to talk about this higher purpose, and I want her to try to provide some evidence and proof. You're in a court of law. I want her to actually parse this out. Show the jury, show the courtroom, show the judge, show us what is in your fucking head. I want to see, what's your evidence for these zombies? Where are you getting this from? Is this all from Chad? Do you have scripture saying that this is out? I mean, I just, give me something, you know? I want some data points. I want some evidence instead of this little play in her head that she goes to every night like it's fucking Broadway.
Which you're not going to get, because her like consistency of story goes here, down over here, back over here, and then over here. And in her mind, the way that she is projecting this, the way that her prism is seeing it, it's a straight line. That's all normal. She's not seeing that she's going woo, 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 woo. And no matter how many people tell her that she is, I don't think she's capable of seeing it. Which, again, the bar to represent yourself, I think, needs to be a little bit higher. To say that she's, honestly, there is a humane aspect to this at some point where you go, come on. I mean, she's nuts. I mean, she's not there. She's not mentally right. She's already going to be away forever. Let's stop wasting our money on this, our time, our efforts to parade on the shit show. Sure, I love it. It's interesting. Our viewers find it interesting and love it. Brings a lot of views, brings a lot of people to watch our programs. But at some point, it's like, I would be like broadcasting like animals being tortured. I mean, that's kind of what it feels like with her.
Yeah, it is. And what's disturbing to me is that she was deemed of sound mind to do this. I mean, the crime itself, you're somebody who killed your children and burned them in a fire pit. That itself shows a level of insanity.
Stacy, you have to remember, Tylee wanted to be cremated.
Wow.
That's the answer. That's the answer she gave her son. Tylee wanted to be cremated. Smile.
At some point, you have to be the parent and say, okay, well, we can do that when you die in your 80s, but we're not going to do that now, honey. You know? Yeah.
No, I completely, completely agree.
She should not be allowed to defend herself in a court of law. She's insane. And the fact that the court found that she's not insane, well, they didn't deem her not insane, but they deemed that she could do this. She doesn't have her wits about her. Anybody who's talking about zombies, I'm sorry. Something going on there.
Let's take a little look at some of her testimony in court recently. This is the judge pushing back on her delusional motions or whatever she thinks they are. Let's take a look.
What does the anything in the extradition have to do with the underlying charges? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, it's to find out why all this started when I can't find any evidence that there is. So,
have you read the grand jury transcripts?
I have.
Okay, the grand jury's transcripts summarize what the state's evidence they intend to produce at trial.
I understand that.
No, you don't.
So when you say you can't find anything, that is the summary in the grand jury transcripts.
Correct.
Okay. So I guess I don't understand how an extradition a year or so after the fact, after the indictments, would have anything to do with the underlying charges. So can you articulate that for me?
I think it's amusing where, can you articulate that, you crazy bitch? Oh, wait, that part wasn't in there.
Well, they thought it. They just can't say that.
Yeah. She doesn't make any sense. Well, I thought that because it's like, here's a book. We need you to do a book report on the book. And she's coming back going, I don't know where to find the information on the book. Well, you have the book in your hand, right? It's a book. But there's no information in the, it's like, well, you have to, it's in the book. You have to look at the book. Well, that's not fair. Huh? It's insane. There's nothing that will make any sense in this trial. A jury is going to look at this and go, why are we here? Yeah. And I'm going to guess within a couple of days, she'll be in contempt of court and the whole fucking thing's going to be not thrown out, but the trial will be vacated and they'll have to do another mental evaluation, determine if they want to take her back to trial again. I don't think we're going to see two back-to-back trials here with her representing herself.
Oh God, that would be a lot for anybody to take on if they had a law degree. Yeah.
I mean, or just let her crash and burn and just say, fuck it. We're not going to tear you down. Just let her say her piece. Even if it kind of violates some of the rules. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. It won't make sense. It will never make sense. Why are we doing this? Let's take one more look at her. This is kind of her response to the judge going, can you articulate that?
I can, Your Honor. There's the detectives that are on these cases are all continuing to go back and forth with all of these different agencies. You have the FBI. You have all the different agencies that are working together. You have Rexburg, Fremont County. You have Chandler and Gilbert. You have all these people. Then I have them coming up, and they're going to be on the stand, and they're going to be in trial, and they're going to be saying what they reviewed. They've reviewed all these things, and there's communications between all of these agencies that I feel like that the defense is privy to. We should be able to have that and look at that and see where all this came from, where all this started, why they waited 2 years to make these charges. There's all these things. And why they decided to extradite when I saw someone sent me a news article 3 days before I got brought to Arizona that MCAO was putting out a release that they were not going to pick me up and they were not going to extradite me to Arizona until after my appeals were finished. So it's contradictory to that. I just don't know where it came from. And there's a lot of things that are mystery questions to the defense that we are entitled to according to the law.
All right. Well, everything you've just told me, none of that would be relevant in the trial, in the case mm-hmm. in chief. Does the state intend on producing any iota of evidence or presenting any scintilla of evidence of anything that happened after the dates of crime of that have been charged in the indictments?
The state, although there is information that occurred after that that will relate to the conspiracy that has been disclosed to the defense, anything that occurred after the indictment, during the extradition process, is completely irrelevant and will not be brought in during the trial.
I didn't mean the date of crime of listed in the indictment. I meant the date of the indictment. Correct. So the state doesn't plan on presenting any evidence to a jury of anything after the indictment.
Correct.
So how would that, anything to do with the extradition, be relevant to your trial then?
I feel like it's relevant to the whole, Your Honor, in the sense that the police investigation and the intent of the prosecution, it doesn't make sense. I would like to be able to have that.
Okay. Since you want it. Okay, well, that changes everything.
You already have it, Lori. You already have all the information. I'm starting to wonder a little bit if she's trying to, because you're saying, yeah, nothing was relevant after that. I'm thinking she's, and this is, I guess, kind of going more into like what Coffendaffer thinks, because Coffendaffer thinks she's fully with it and this is all an act. I don't agree there. I think she's really, I don't know how you could pull out an act like this for this long. But if she is, I think she's trying to do things that would be relevant to the case after the fact, after the indictment, to slow this all down and just to gum up the wheels a little bit. I could see that going on, which I think is why she talked to her son, Colby, and said weird shit, like about, you know, Tylee wanted to be cremated, and that, like, somehow that justifies melting her in a bucket in Chad's backyard. And that Tylee killed JJ, but she's not on trial for that. That's already said and done. So those aren't really elements of this case. But I don't know that she fully understands that. If she wants to be relevant to this case, she's going to have to start saying crazy shit about those things to somebody if she wants to have any sort of relevancy. But the thing is, this is going to dig her into a further hole. So there's really not a lot of advantages to anything she's trying to do. But hey, you know, she's going to be the queen of Rexburg someday, and her and Chad are going to sit on that throne by the water tower and watch the world burn and enjoy the last few bags of taco-flavored Doritos.
God. This is embarrassing. I kind of feel for her. It's like, it feels like a reality show where she won the prize to go into a courtroom and pretend to be a lawyer. It's embarrassing because you're like, and I don't know much about law.
Yeah.
I'm around an attorney all the time, but I don't absorb much of it. It's like, I'll ask questions and I just get a look like, well, that was a dumb question. That I feel like that's what's going on in the courtroom. Like, yeah. You're just looking at her going, you don't get how this works.
If this is a reality show, the only winners here are those of us watching the reality show and going, oh my God, it just,
well, maybe that's the point. It's all for the viewers.
You may have a point there.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.